clear it out, and they'll go the other way.
Quickly up the court. Here comes Jensen. Fires it over to Tanner. She fires it to Mackenzie Jensen on the way. She got hammered, but no call is played there, and the Blue Demons come out of it.
We'll take that, and Mackenzie Griffin will dribble it up and double dribble the basketball. And Jack and Johnny Flattery, I see he's got his score sheet over there. I hope now I ask him every night if he washed his feet and wore clean socks, because when he has to count those numbers up, he starts to, you know, we prayed for birth defects because maybe an extra finger or two wouldn't have hurt it in his counting of the stats. So you watch him, Pat. You're closer to him.
He may need it tonight. We'll see what happens. All right, Rockets on the attack. Alexander kicks it to Jensen. Skip pass to DeBush on the left side there. She dribbles back to Jared Jensen. Three ball on the way. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's still loose. Kenzie Jensen fighting for it, but no. Couldn't quite get both paws on it, and it rolled out of bounds.
Good effort there by both teams going after the basketball. I like the effort and the intensity they're playing at. 9-0, the Lady D's yet to score in this period. Rockets have been in control, and their defense has been really tough, as it was when we went down to Eddieville Blakesburg. Here's McLean from the free throw line, and she'll put up the shot, and it was tipped out of bounds. Albie will get the ball back, 1:40 to go, opening period.
Yeah, someone got a hand on it there. I think it was Alexander to tip that ball out of bounds. Blue Demons will trigger it in, Lady D's.
Griffin into Peterson. Kylie goes left side, open, Sarah Clark. Jumper on the way, good. That's how you stop a scoring drought.
Nice shot by her, nice arc on that shot. Rockets up the court very, very, very quickly. Alexander puts it up, no good. Bush with the rebound, puts up another shot.
Oh,
it's rejected by McLean, and the Blue Lady D's come out of it. Oh, Jared Jensen reached in and fouled her.
Yeah, coach will take that. He likes the effort. You get that kind of effort out of kids. You know, no one wants to give up a foul, but effort fouls are something you'll take.
Coach Tony Fenton across the way, trying to pull in the reins on another conference championship with the win tonight. The Rockets will be able to at least share with Clark. Clark of Osceola playing the Davis County Mustangs down there at Bloomfield.
Here's a shot up, no good. A nice look that time by the Lady D's, and the Rockets come up with another rebound.
Alexander trips and falls. Let's go of the ball. Bossert has it coast to coast.
All the way to the basket. Couldn't get it to fall. Cassidy Crawl on the follow. That one will go down. 9-4 here. Albie's trimmed the lead down to 5.
That was Griffin, as a matter of fact. Rockets back up the attack. It seems like the Rockets aren't quite as patient as they were earlier, but
wow,
they don't need to be, as Chanel Bush rings it from the left wing for a 3-ball, 12-4, with less than a half a minute left in the first quarter.
Here comes Griffin, left side. Garver loses the basketball, and it's on the floor. Still on the floor, fighting for it, and now we're going to have another jump ball. Man, I'll tell you what, looked like a grease pig contest down there.
Kenzie Jensen is not going to lose that. I can tell
you that now. I can see
she showed the pig at the Iowa State Fair this past summer. Did you know that?
I don't know about showing, but I'll tell you what, wrestling some pigskin off the ground, I'll guarantee she can handle that.
All right. All good in there. Shelby all good for the Rockets now. She has the ball, passes it to Kenzie Jensen in between the circles, passes that out to Tanner. Now to all good along the baseline, back out to Alexander. Skip pass inside, fires it into Jared Jensen. She turns around, no good, and the Lady D's are able to get it.
3 seconds, two, Griffin. And the ball will go out of bounds, and that will conclude your opening period of basketball. After one period of play, it's the Rockets 12, the Lady D's 4 when we come back to Lady D and Blue Demon basketball on your Sports Leader KIC.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
Round ball tonight, wrestling in the morning, and more round ball tomorrow night, and a little pigskin on Sunday. That's right, Super Bowl and a super weekend right here in your sports leader KISC. South Central Conference showdown tonight. Pat Powers with me as the Lady D's and the Rockets go at it.
Who's your team you got, Jason?
I don't even know who's playing.
Rockets with the long rebound. Get it up to Tanner. She draws a foul as she was right in the lane that put up a shot. It's no good, but she'll go to the line for two.
Real nice move. You didn't hesitate. Didn't wait for the defense to collapse on her. Got the ball. Made one straight move to the basket.
All right. The senior out of Chillicothe. Eyes the rim. Takes a shot. It's good.
What about you?
I picked the Ravens.
Ravens, let's see.
And the only reason I picked the Ravens is they have an Iowa State player starting on the offensive line.
Well, that's a good enough reason for me. I'm a Hawk fan, but that's the problem. I don't know of any Iowa Hawkeye football players playing on either football team, and I'm sure I'm missing something. But
Tanner was able to hit both of those free throws.
Ooh.
And Katie Tyson was trying to go through Jared Jensen, put her on the floor for a foul. That's her first foul of the night.
I'll tell you what, that'd make a pretty darn good open field tackle right there.
No kidding. Referees are talking about something. I don't know what. Yeah, 5-0. It's like they didn't see with the number of that truck.
Yeah.
Rocket should get the ball inbounds.
I don't know about you, but I am excited for tomorrow. It's going to be a great day. Wrestling all day. And
wrestling for sure.
And how exciting of a season the Rockets have. Every tournament I end up going to, they're at the top of the wrestling tournament.
Three-point shot by Alexander is no good. The Blue Demons come out with it.
I really expect... For sure that the team to move on, maybe 8-9 guys make it to state. That'd be a goal that's very achievable. Here's a shot put up by ladies out of bounds.
That would be phenomenal. That would be a type of crowd that would draw a lot of folks to go watch, that's for sure.
Well, and they can bring their radios with them. We'll be bringing you wall-to-wall coverage. Here's a steal by the Rockets in transition. Oh!
Alexander was able to get that steal at midcourt, took it the distance, but she got fouled behind as she went up for the shot, and she will go to line for a couple of shots here.
So quick and so athletic, you know, just she's a mismatch for most girls.
That foul was on Garver, her first one. She was able to close the distance there. She was behind Alexander a little bit as she missed the first shot, gets her second one, but she caught up with her. In and out, it goes the second one.
Well, Kristen's a really good athlete, an outstanding cross-country runner, so it doesn't surprise me she's able to catch up. Not many are going to be able to do that, though. Alexander. Here comes the Lady D's, trailing by 10. Largest lead of the night. Extend that zone defense out, making Albie work. Here's a dribble drive up, and Dyson nearly got the fall, couldn't get the fall. Crawl with the follow, has her shot blocked, and we're going to go the other direction.
Jensen brings it up, passes it to Alexander. Now Bush, three ball on the way.
Oh.
And she got fouled from the three-point stripe. Oh, my goodness. Garver hit her for her second foul, and she's going to go to the line for three.
She'll have to earn these 3 points.
The hometown crowd wasn't happy at the other end,
yeah,
Jason.
They
thought they had some fouls going on there. It didn't happen. Rockets got the rebound and took it up the court.
Well, Pat, I have blue eyes, so everything I see kind of gets shaded that way a little bit, buddy, and I'm just open about it, you know?
Well, I don't
I'm a Rocket fan, and any other night, I'm going to be rooting for you guys.
All right.
I like black and gold as well. But
Bush hits her second free throw, missed her first. She'll get another one coming here. Rockets lead 15-4 here in the second quarter, 6:21 on the clock. Bush eyes the rim, bends her knees, and it's good. Chanel gets 2 out of 3, and as Meatloaf says, that's not all bad.
You know Flattery's going to steal that from you. John Flattery's over there. He's writing that down right now. No, it's 2 out of 3, not 3 out of 4, Johnny. And John's getting hungry talking about meatloaf. Here comes Lady D's trailing by 12 here. 6:02 to go in the first half. Ball loose again. Tegan Bossert fighting for it. And the Rockets will come up with it. And that is going to be a travel.
Sadie Boffer was on the floor scratching and a digging. Got the ball, but then she rolled a little bit and traveled with it and turned the ball back over to the Lady D's.
Now, there's been a bunch of loose balls tonight. I like the way these teams get at it. Griffin with the basketball. Alvey with the possession. Turnover by the Rockets. Right corner goes. Brooke Bettis takes a drive, picks it up, puts the shot up, leaves it off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound to the Rockets.
Kenzie Jensen clears the glass, and up the court she comes. Passes it to Boffer. Over to Alexander. In there now is a Tanner. She dribbles in between.
Oh, wow.
Threw it right to an Albie of Lady D, and here comes the Lady D's up the court.
Cassie Crawl all the way to the basket, has the shot blocked.
And the Rockets are able to recover and get the ball up the court 16-4. Rockets, and now they forced it in to Bush. And looked like, who was that, Garver?
That was Garver. Nope, that was
Bettis.
Crawl.
Bettis knocked that away for the Lady D's. Inside now with the pass. And there's a foul on Dyson. Well, I didn't see that coming.
Well, you know, sometimes the officials end up banging after a while. They decide, you know, now it's time to just stop the banging.
All right, Bush triggers it in. Sadie Boffer, top of the key, takes one dribble, passes it to Tanner on the right side. Now Alexander over to Bush. She'll shoot the three ball. No, long rebound. Alexander has it, puts it up and in, and it's fouled by Dyson.
How tough is that? How tough is that? You know, you're the Lady D's. You look like you're going to get the rebound. You look like you dodged a bullet, and here comes Alexander sliding in, makes the basket, and then going to have the bonus.
Dyson, just like last time over at Eddyville, she had three quick fouls in the first half and had to sit. She's going to sit with a 5:02 on the clock as Alexander completes the conventional three-point play.
19-4. Eddyville-Blakesburg out in front. Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont out in front. Rockets, 15-point lead, largest of the night. Albia has been on some long scoring droughts. Griffin, long three on the way. Nice look. This side hits the back of the backboard, and the Rockets go the other way.
Kenzie Jensen with the slugger rebounds brings that up the court. Emma Tanner drives the baseline, looking inside. It poked away by the Lady D's, and they come up with it.
Good step down
Rockets.
Kylie Peterson, the senior, recognized what was happening, stepped in the passing lane. Albia with the basketball. Bossert, right side. Out front it goes. Here's a pass inside. Bettis on the block. Puts a shot up. Can't get it to fall, but she's got some free throws to come.
Nice job of passing by the Lady D's there to get it inside to Bettis. She was able to split the defense and get a shot off, and she was fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to line for two.
Well, the interior play of the Lady D's allowed the Lady D's the last time these two teams to match up. That was their strength. We have not had not been able to go inside tonight. Kudos to the zone defense. I think that's really they've taken away the passing lane the Rockets have. Bettis makes her first free throw.
Paige Reck, another senior from Blakesburg, comes in, and Chanel Bush takes a seat.
Lots of experience on the court for the Rockets.
Boffer back to Jensen. Tipped away by Lady D's. Loose ball on the court. Lady D's come up with it.
Good steal that time. Hudson checks in with a three on the way. Good! Haley Hudson, the junior, drains the three. 19-9. Abby's trimmed the lead down to 10.
Rockets on the counterattack now with Boffer over on the baseline. Passes it to Tanner in between the circles. She's holding it. Now passes to Alexander. Three ball on the way. No. Rebound off to the Lady D's. Bettis with it.
Good job going up by Bettis. One and done for the Rockets. Right side it goes. Clark. Clark takes a dribble and has the ball stripped away.
Alexander taking it coast to coast. Puts it up off the glass and in.
So good. So smooth and so confident in her talent that she went right to the rack. Didn't hesitate one bit.
Griffith even had some pressure on that for the defensive side. There's another turnover. Pass up ahead to Boffer. She dribbles it up once. Lays it off the glass and in. Rockets taking that turnover and running it up the court.
That is where they've been so good tonight. They just have been able to take turnovers, miss shots, and turn it into quick baskets in transition.
Coach Achenbach is telling them to slow it down. Just take it easy.
Here's a shot up by the senior, Peterson. Nice look there. Went off the backboard. Couldn't get it to fall, but she's got some charity shots to shoot. And, Pat, that was a nice shot put up by Peterson. And
Emma Tanner put a little bit too much hip into her on that follow-through.
Take her time. Put the first one up. No
good. I see my favorite son across the way. He's made it to historical Albia right here. Coming home from Iowa State University.
Yeah, wearing the, was that ketchup? Mustard spilled on? You're paying for that expensive
touche.
Ketchup and mustard, aren't you, buddy?
Touche.
Good looking guy.
20
you sure your parents?
10. What's that?
You sure you're his father?
All right, Rockets on the counterattack now. Alexander passes it to Kenzie Jensen. Shot on the way, no good. And the rebound comes out of there by the Lady D's. They got a gal up the court.
Couldn't see her. And there's a travel.
Just drug her foot just a little bit. Griffith did on that. Unofficially, I got 12 turnovers to 4. And that has spelled doom for the Lady D's.
I see Jack and Johnny Flattery shaking his head, so it is official. As official as we get. Here's a three-pointer by the Rockets. Oh, my.
All good. In and out. Wow. Cleared by the Lady D's.
Clark will bring it up left side. It goes Griffin. Hesitates. Puts a shot up. It's loose and tipped out of bounds. I think last touch by the Rockets it is.
They'll trigger it in on the far side. As Bettis comes back in.
Good job out of Peterson. Good quality minutes. I'll tell you what, I really like the way that Kylie, she was off for over a month with mono and wasn't able to play. Here's Hudson off the bench. Three on the way. No good. Rebound long. Chased down by Sarah Clark. Sophomore picks up. She'll shoot it up. High Archer. Good. She's got 4 points.
She was bringing the rain on that one, Jason. 23-12. Nice shot by the Lady D's. Rockets on the counterattack. Kenzie Jensen.
Oh, nice step in.
Went in too far and got turned it over. Number 5 for the Rockets.
Albie with the basketball on the turnover. Clark with it. Goes to the left side. Griffin open for three. Long three on the way. Off the iron. No good. Bettis on the backside. Rebound. Trying to take it up and has it stripped away by the Rockets.
Jared Jensen with the quick hands on there. Able to knock that ball out. And the Rockets are able to bring it up the court. Alexander over to Allgood. Kenzie Jensen with it. Looks to Jared Jensen in between the circles. Now Allgood. Paige Reck with it. Now passes it to Kenzie Jensen. Jara Jensen. Nope. Now over to Allgood. Three ball on the way.
Oh!
Right between the glass and the iron. Rockets have the possession on the alternate possession. Coach Fenton is telling them that they it was touched, so it should be an alternate possession, but we'll go with the Rockets having it. They'll trigger it out of bounds here.
Yeah, I think they're going to actually give it back to the Rockets. I think you got the right call here.
57.6 seconds left in the half. Rockets triggered in. Alexander, there's a turnover. Alexander went to fire it back to Allgood, and she had cut to the basket. And we got blood.
Got a bleeder.
Jensen with some blood.
Yeah, and it's folks listening back home. It's a minor little thing. So, you know, grandmas and grandpas, they listen. I don't know why they listen to us, you know, but they listen. She's going to be okay.
They got Bernie Pacheco over there, the fight doctor. They'll get her fixed up, get her back on the floor.
Here's a shot put up. Clark has it blocked. Here comes the Rockets in transition once again. Albie does a better job getting back, and Rockets set up their offense.
Paige Reck able to grab that ball out of the air and get it up the court for the Rockets. Pass to the wing. Alexander skip pass to Jared Jensen. Faked it. Brings it into the paint. Nice jumper. It's good. 25-12 with 20 seconds left in the half.
Griffin brings it up. Splits the defenders in the lane. Puts a shot up, and this is going to be a foul on the Rockets. 13 seconds to go in this first half, and we're going to be entertained. Across the way, Pat, you can see that large number of Red and blue pom-poms and gray shirts. That is the cheer camp, and they're going to entertain. And rumor has it that this beautiful little blonde girl, future All-American cheerleader, I'm sure a tremendous basketball player maybe, named Kinnick Summers, will have her opportunity
to perform. She will wow the crowd.
It will be amazing.
All right. 25-12 is the score. Griffith with the shot, and she puts it in. 25-13. 13.8 seconds left for the Rockets. Alexander brings it up. Passes it to Allgood. Passes it to Jerry Jensen. 7 seconds now. Tanner throws it in. Allgood should have take the shot there. Oh, almost banked it in. Paige Reck tries to get it in, but that'll do it. It's 25-13 as we go to halftime. You're listening to Lady D and Rocket Basketball right here on 96.7 KIIC.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.
Hi, I'm Katherine Berkman, and when I knew that I needed a knee replacement surgery, I was so happy to learn that I could go to Monroe County Hospital and Clinics to have the surgery and physical therapy. I had excellent care from start to finish. It was wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homaden comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Super Saturday Eve, the eve of Super Saturday, that is. And we're starting it out in grand style. South Central Conference basketball rivals, Rockets and the Lady D's going at it. And Pat, this Rocket team has been so good in transition. The turnover bug caught the Lady D's. And frankly, this score, if you're the Lady D's going into the locker room, you're saying, well, you know, we still have a chance here. This score is not necessarily indicative of the distance these two teams have had in this first half.
Rockets have had a good offense on the fast break, and they could have had a few more shots, that's for sure. But it didn't seem like it would start that at the beginning of the game. It took forever to get the first shot off, and then all of a sudden Rockets went up 9-0 after 4 minutes and then led after that first half 12-4. And they lead now 25-13 at halftime.
Well, they were so good offensively, but it's been the transition basketball. I like the way they get up and down the court. You can really tell and feel that these are kids that have played together, seniors that have got that experience. You know, transition basketball looks easy, but you got to know where your teammates are at. And that comes through the experience and playing together over years.
When you got four senior starters and one junior, that's to the positive of Coach Fenton to have that continuity for that many years.
Well, Pat, it's halftime. The cheer camp is entertaining the crowd, and I'm going to sneak down and get a picture of the beautiful second grader, Kinnick Summers, the future All-American. Pat, I'm going to leave you in control here. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Pat will have the halftime stats for you. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball, Rockets and Lady D's.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
7 o'clock here on Thunder Country KIIC 96.7 FM out of Albia, Iowa. 14 degrees here on the Albia Historic Square. Now back to Pat Powers over in the Albia High School Gymnasium. Pat?
Scotty Fry, thank you very much there at the big board there on downtown historical Albia, Iowa on the north side of the square. It is halftime indeed. We've got some halftime numbers with the Lady D's and the Rockets. Cassie Krall ringing in 2 points. Haley Hudson with the three points. She had one long shot. Mackenzie Griffith with a free throw. Kylie Peterson with 1 point free throw. Sarah Clark with a couple of buckets for four. Brooke Bettis with a couple of free throws to make that 2 points to give you the 13 for the Lady D's. On the Rockets side of the ball, Sadie Boffer with the basket. That was on a fast break. Emma Tanner has a couple of buckets and two free throws for 6 points. Jared Jensen with a three ball and then a conventional shot for five. Tasha Alexander with 5 points. And Chanel Bush with 7 points. Rounding out the scoring for the Rockets, that adds up to 25 here at halftime. On the turnover side, 13 by the Lady D's and the Rockets with six. And I'm sure Coach Fenton would like to clean up that as well as Coach Achenbach as they come out. And you think maybe they got a little nerves there, Jason, on being the senior night. It's the final time in front of the home crowd. Plus, there's been some pressure by the Rockets as well.
I believe there's always that extra emotion you have on senior night. But let's just give credit where credit's due. This Rocket defense has been tough. Lady D's have been soft with the basketball, and the Rockets have been relentless with that. So Albia exposed the ball, and the Rockets reach in and grab it and take it away, and they turn that into baskets. And that really is the difference. We have 13 turnovers, and you only have 13 points. That's not a recipe for success.
That's true. That's true. We'll send it back to you, Scotty Fry, at the control desk. You're listening to Lady D and Rocket Basketball right here on 96.7 Thunder Country Kate. IIC.
Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit.
quality and savings, shop your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week. This week, there's a super buy on Hunt's Manwich, 89 cents per can. A super buy on Kraft Velveeta cheese loaves, 2-pound packages, $4.99. A super buy on fresh frozen onion rings, 20-ounce packages, just $2.49. Go ahead and save at Jim and Charlie's, 7 days a week.
You may think that for quality surgery, you need big. Big hospital, big city. But Monroe County Hospital and Clinics invites you to think differently. Think close to home with excellent care. Our surgical team has been awarded 95% patient satisfaction 5 years running. And our general surgeon, Dr. Neil Sokol, gives you award-winning surgery with no travel required. So rethink the big. Think Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
14 degrees here on Thunder Country KIIC. Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast and we'll get back over to Albia High School. 50% chance of snow this evening. Cloudy skies, temperatures rising to 19 degrees by late in the overnight. Wind chill values will still be near 0 degrees. For your Saturday, a chance of snow in the morning, then a chance of snow later in the afternoon with mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures near 27. Jason and Pat, now back to you.
Welcome back, everyone. Halftime here at Albia High School on this super weekend. Super Saturday tomorrow, the Super Bowl on Sunday. But, Pat, we got a second half of girls basketball and a really good boys basketball game I'm looking forward to in our nightcap tonight. But when you are, when you sit and you look at Albia down by 12 points here, you go to halftime, and Coach Achenbach looking at the 13 turnovers, looking at the missed shots and the missed opportunities, you come out here in the second half and say, hey, girls, we clean those things up. This is still a close ball game, and I think if you're on the other side, the coach for the Rockets, Fenton, is saying, hey, you know, if we don't continue to do this, we're going to allow the Lady D's to get back in.
There's no question about it. The Lady D's have an excellent chance to string together some offensive sets and get back into the game. You cannot win this game in one possession.
No.
It has to be a series of possessions that you string together, both on the offensive side and the defensive side. Lady D's, you know, if they can get that job done, put a little frustration into the Rockets there, they might make this a ball game and the crowd can be into this, and who knows what's going to happen. I really think the pressure is on the Rockets to close this deal.
Sure.
To
absolutely
get that win so that they can say they tied. So they've got a little bit of added pressure on there to get this puppy in the sack.
Well, we're looking forward to the second half here. And, of course, we are excited to have you along tonight. The Rocket Nation, Blue Demon Nation, will have their ears pinned to the radio tomorrow as we bring you all the wrestling coverage. As the hard work that's put into those wrestling rooms pays off on Saturday.
Speaking of people listening in, I got to give a shout-out to Rachel Powers in Fort Myers, Florida. Just gave
wow.
me a... text on my phone. So kudos to you, girl, for listening in to your alma mater tonight here on the hardwood.
You said Powers. I think that's – is that a little relation? Didn't you go down there during the Christmas break?
That I did.
All
that
right.
I did. And if I had the chance, I'd go there again. It was a beautiful time.
You think you set this this guy up and, you know, make some connections there? Here's a shot put up by the Lady D's in their first possession. No good. Rockets in transition. Couldn't get that one to fall, but nice transition once again. The Rockets waste no time, Pat, at getting the ball up the court.
No, but that's a possession there that they should have had put down into the books, but Emma Tanner couldn't get it to go. Here comes the Rockets now.
Another
fast break.
Wow.
Emma Tanner got it that time. Jared Jensen with a full court pass, and Emma had a smile on her face as that ball was coming into her, and she caught that puppy and put it in.
That ball couldn't get there fast enough.
That's right.
Here comes the Lady D's with the basketball, a steal by the Rockets once again.
Deja vu all over again there, my friend, as the Lady D's with two turnovers here in their first two possessions in the second half. Rockets now. Kenzie Jensen dribbling out. Alexander with it. Chanel Bush from the left elbow. No good. And it's cleared out of there by Dyson.
Good job of banging the boards by Dyson. She'll hand it off to Griffin. Albia trailing by 14. Here's a shot in the lane. Put up and blocked by the Rockets. In transition we go.
Tanner off the glass, too hard. Rebound, Alexander, no good. And Dyson clears the glass again.
Okay. Albie dodges the bullet there, and they'll go the other direction. Peterson with it. Outstanding senior goes down low to Dyson. Lefty in the lane, picks up a dribble, kicks it out. Peterson, she'll take the open jump shot. Strong off the backboard, no good.
Kenzie Jensen with another board. I would say that she's in the neighborhood of eight rebounds so far in this ball game. Tanner with it. On the left baseline, now dribbling it back out towards half court. Kenzie Jensen in between the circles. Over here to Alexander. Now Jared Jensen.
Rockets being patient. Oh, boy, there's a nice jump shot from the free throw line. And
Kenzie Jensen able to ring the bell.
Jensen family basketball pedigree. Like to get some of the genes they got in their bloodline. It's a basketball playing family.
They love to play basketball. There's no question about that.
Here's a shot by Griffin. The sophomore elevated up, got the foul. She's going to go to the free throw line with a couple of shots right here.
Chanel Bush could not stay away. It was too inviting to bring her hand down and smack her on the arm. And by golly, Griffin will go to the line for two. 29-13 the score with 5.5 left in the third quarter.
Griffin, such an outstanding sophomore leader for this team. Misses the first one. Really developing into a outstanding point guard for this Lady T basketball team. And almost a go-to person. She'll get the second shot. It's on its way. It's no good. And rebound by Dyson. She'll follow. Can't get the fall. Bettis with the rebound. Kicks off to McKenzie once again. And Griffin will go right back to the free throw line.
Somebody didn't block out Dyson, and she was able to walk right through there. Kenzie Jensen with the mental lapse allowed Dyson to get excellent position in on that ball. Couldn't get it to go. Griffin got the loose ball, put it up, and got fouled.
Here's the first one by Griffin. Good. Albie with this first point of this second half.
Makes it 29-14 Rockets.
She can make this one. Pat, we still, for as many good things the Rockets have done and as many bad things as the Lady D's have done, both complimenting each other, this is still a very very close basketball
game. It's what they call they're within shouting distance.
Yes.
They're within shouting distance indeed.
Just got to make sure you don't get on the wrong side of the hill where they can't hear you because the Rockets get off a long run like they've had and it will be difficult.
With that three-point line, anything can happen. Yep, really quick. Inside pass to Jared Jensen. Turns, no. Ball is loose. Jared picks it up. Ooh. Puts a shot up, and she got fouled by Dyson, and that is number four.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Coach has got to go to the well right away.
Katie Jr. She's really going to set herself up for a really big senior year. She's athletic. She's strong. She's big. And as these underclassmen continue to work, and just like the Rockets, this senior class, over the years, you just see them getting better and learn how to not only get hone their skills in, but learn how to play with each other.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Jensen with her second shot and puts it in. Her first one was short. Rockets lead 30-14 here in the third quarter.
5 minutes to go here. Griffin with it for the Lady D's. Left side it goes. Crawl. Now the Rockets extend that zone defense, and we'll have a foul.
Kenzie with an excuse me foul. She was going for the steal. That's her second.
Well, she had read where the pass was going, just got there a moment to maybe too early.
All right.
Zone defense applied by the Rockets. Crawl, open for three. Shot on the way off the backboard. Good.
The bank is open, Jason, after hours. And the Lady D's took advantage of it. Here comes the Rockets up the court. To the elbow goes Bush. She dribbles in right side. Up off the glass. No good.
Another good board there by McLean. Jenna McLean, the senior, and then Albia will push it up. Griffin with it. Crossover, right side it goes. Garver picks up her dribble. Yeah, actually, she didn't dribble the basketball. I thought maybe she set it down, but nope. To the baseline. Bettis. Good defense by the Rockets. Griffin with it. Open for three. Shot on the way. Off the iron. No good. Just missed.
Long rebound comes to Alexander. She comes up the court. Fires it to Jensen. Now over to Tanner on the right side there. Dribbles into Kenzie Jensen in between the circles. Looks. Passes it to Chanel Bush. Over on the right wing. Alexander from top of the key. Three ball. No. Ball is loose. And it's going to go to Albia.
Lady still hanging right in there. 13-point lead by the Rockets. 30-17. Jordan Krall, one of the outstanding cheerleaders, cheering at the cheer camp right down in front of us. Give us a great show at the halftime break. She's not only a good cheerleader, but I'm going to tell you she's a heck of a good softball player too.
You got to start them young. There's
yes,
no question about that. Rockets lead 30-17 here. 3:55 left. Coach Fenton said he'd take a little time out here to rearrange the troops. I mean, I'm surprised that he went to the bench as much as he did in the first half, Jason. He brought in Sadie Boffer, the sophomore. He also brought in Shelby Allgood for some minutes. And then Paige Reck. Came in as well to spell some of the starters, and sometimes he doesn't go that deep, so I was kind of surprised that he was able to do that, or that he did do that. Of course, he had that nice cushion, that nice lead, get some time in for those kids here.
Well, I think Allgood had a three-point basket. They may not get the normal reps that they got in that first half, but they certainly looked like they belonged out there. I tell you that. I wouldn't have known it had you not said it, so that's a good sign for the program when you've got some depth there. Girls coming up as well.
The Rocket freshman girls just blew Albia out of the water. There's a turnover by Albia. Emma Tanner takes it up the court. She got hammered.
Oh.
Somebody picks it up. It was Alexander, and she gets the basket to go and a foul on the shot. Tasha Alexander making the most. She got an offensive rebound. The stick back for two, and now she'll go to the line for one more. They didn't give her that point.
Yeah, they're a little behind. There we go. They got all three. They just waited. They knew what was going to happen. They're going to make the
all
free
right.
throw, too.
Here comes the Lady D's.
16-point deficit. That's equals the largest of the night. Here's Clark with it. She'll go up top. Garver, right side. Good ball movement by the Lady D's. Bosser dribbles in, picks up her dribble. And the Rockets step in the passing lane and take it away.
Alexander with the quick hands. Brings it up the court. Passes it ahead to Kenzie Jensen. And she had a point-blank range, but she got fouled on a shot and go to the line for two.
They are, you know, the Rockets are really fun to watch.
McLean.
Move the ball well. They know where they're at. You know, it's one thing to get that assist. What you forget is that somebody had to know to get to that spot. It's not just getting to the spot. When you have players consistently getting there, they're getting to the right spot so their teammates can get those assists and get those passes to them. And that was a good court awareness.
When you're in the paint, good things happen. Kenzie able to knock down that second free throw, 34-17. Rockets almost with another steal there in the backcourt. Tasha Alexander with full court pressure.
Clark ahead. To Garver, looking inside, goes up top, Bettis, left side, Hudson. Hudson won't take any time at all to shoot that one up. No good. Garver on the backside, rebound, good. Kristen Garver on the miss on the backside. Got the rebound, put it up off the glass. Good. She's fouled, and she'll go to line with the bonus.
Kenzie Jensen with her third foul, and she's got a smile on her face like she either knew that she was in the wrong spot or was laughing that she got nudged out of the way. I don't know, but they're not going to bring anybody in for her just quite yet. Shot on the way for free throw. No good. Long rebound is loose. Kenzie on the floor, wow. And they're going to call a foul on McLean. And bless her heart, she was scrapping and a clawing for that rebound.
Well, she got all her momentum going the wrong direction, and that led into a pancake. She took down the Rocket, and now the Rockets with the basketball. Albia trails by 15.
We'll probably see that a couple times tomorrow on the wrestling mat.
I'm sure looking forward to some flat shoulders.
Tasha Alexander gets away with a double dribble, and McLean with the foul. Tasha Alexander didn't pick up the ball but touched it with both hands, and she got away with it that time. Able to get the pass onto the baseline, and Bush got fouled on her shot attempt. She'll go to line for a couple.
Nice rotation right through the net.
Rockets lead 35-19 with 2:38 on the clock here in the third quarter, and they're getting a little more breathing room, Jason.
Yeah.
Next shot on the way, and it's good as well. Rockets lead 36-19.
Albia's had a hard time handling that pressure. Here comes the Lady D's, trailing by 17, 2.5 to go here in the third period. McLean with it, out to Griffin. She'll dribble by the defender, go to left side, crawl, open for three. She'll shoot it up on the way off the rim, no good, rebound loose, and taken away by the Rockets.
Jared Jensen snags that long rebound, took a peek at going up the floor with the pass. But gave it to Alexander. Alexander tried to go in, but she double dribbled. And that turnover is their first unofficially of the second half.
Well, they played really efficient basketball. Griffin with it, right side. Hudson squares up the three, shot on the way, off the iron, no good. She'll chase it down, save it in, but to the Rockets.
Oh. Kenzie Jensen had that rebound. She got run over by a Lady D, drug her foot, and they called traveling. Yeah. Oh, mercy. Tony Fenton saying, hey, what in the heck happened there?
Well, I got blue eyes, but they did. But
she did travel.
Yeah, she did travel.
I'll give you that. She traveled. She may have had help traveling. All right.
It's like me moving out of the house. I had help getting traveled out of the house. I got pushed right out.
All right. Rockets with the ball after that missed shot out of bounds. Here comes Alexander over to Tanner. Now Bush on the baseline. Dribbles once. Passes it to Jared Jensen. Fires it over to Tasha Alexander. Inside. The pass to Jared Jensen. And she had a nice look at the hoop but got fouled before she was able to put the shot up. They will give her two from the line, though.
That was a nice give and go. She kicked it out and then cut down the lane and beautiful little bounce pass. I like the bounce pass. She'll make the first free throw.
Shot on the way is good. Indeed, 37-19. And I think the reason why the Rockets are extending that, they're making these free throws here at this end, Jason.
They're doing, like I said, they're efficient in all aspects of their basketball game on offense. Defense really causing headaches for the Lady D's and taking care of the basketball. Here's a shot put up by Hudson in the lane. No good rebound. And we have a foul on the Rockets. And over the back, Brooke Bettis. That is the fourth foul on the Rockets.
Griffith will trigger it in from the right side. Here comes Sadie Boffer in for Chanel Bush. Give her a rest, the senior from Eddyville. Boffer, the sophomore.
Griffin with the inbounds. Crawl goes inside Bettis, and we'll have another foul. A reach in from behind.
You know, the first half went kind of quick.
It did.
We may have a marathon.
I
on
think
our
it
hands
slowed
here
down here, buddy.
That will be the last free foul. They'll be doing the 1-1 from here on out. And we've got a 1:27 left in the third quarter.
Going to have a lot of free throws. Here's Hudson. Three ball on the way. Again, off the iron. No good. Rebound chased down by the Rockets. And the save in is loose and on the floor. And Peterson comes up with it, and then the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Albia.
A lot of activity. Girls on the ground rolling after that ball. And Kenzie Jensen, she ignited it all with that rebound, but she was tiptoeing on the edge, flung it back, and then there was a scramble and a scrum. We just didn't have any rugby action.
I was waiting for you to get in there and step in and take it away because, buddy, there was too many words that had been used to describe that series of events.
Had a lot of steps to go down and watch that action. All right, Jensen with it. Fires it across the court to Alexander. She's looking. Gets it tipped on the pass. Gets it back. Passes a bounce pass. Back to Alexander. Ball's loose on the floor, and they scramble again. Albia, Lady D's come up with it.
Good defense that time by Albia. Here comes Sarah Clark down the left baseline, picked up right by the Rockets. Here comes a pass, tipped in the backcourt, chased down by Cassie Crawl. We're going to have a foul.
Emma Tanner a little too aggressive on that foul. She'll come up with her second foul, and now we'll see the parade of one and maybes.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of free throw shooting.
41 seconds left in this fine festivity. Rockets lead 38-19.
In the third period.
Yes, we're only in the third period. If you like basketball, you'll love this game.
Here's a free throw up, no good. Rockets get the rebound. One and no bonus to come on that one.
Kenzie Jensen with another rebound. I thought that ball hit the post after on top of the backboard.
It did. And here's a takeaway by Albia. Griffin stepped in, took away the basketball, and once again a foul on the Rockets, and we'll go back the other way with another 1-1.
Kenzie Jensen just picked up her fourth foul, and it'll be interesting to see if Coach Fenton does anything about her situation.
It's important free throws here. I'll tell you, ladies, take advantage of your free throws. Clock is stopped. First one up, it's no good. Rebound by Bettis. Bettis straight up off the block, and she can't get it to go.
Point blank range for sure.
Wow.
Jared Jensen with the glass. And the rebound gives it over to Alexander. Now Tanner. Now Kenzie Jensen in the corner. Back to Jera. Back to Boffer. Inside to Kenzie. She whirls. Gives it to Jera in between the circles. On to Tanner over on the wing. Now to Kenzie. Skip cast. Pass all the way across. And Jera Jensen rings it from three at the buzzer. And the Rockets lead 41-19 at the end of three. You're listening to Lady D and Rocket Basketball only on 96.7 KIIC.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
The Super Bowl and Super Bowl weekend. There's going to be a lot of activity with people having parties, watching the advertisements, and it's going to be a great time. A lot of people lose money, a lot of people make money, especially like on the flip of the coin at the start of the game.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I just hope there's no, outfit malfunctions. We've had none here tonight, which is good for the listening audience to know there has been no outfit malfunctions.
That indeed. Rockets had the first possession and turned it over. Griffith with the three ball for the Lady D's.
Good
and
work.
The Rockets are able to clear the glass. All good. Takes it up the court to Jensen. Over here to Alexander. Boffer in here now. Emma Tanner from the baseline, looking, passes it inside, back out to Allgood. What ball movement around the horn. Three ball on the way, no. Battle four, and the Lady D's come out of it. That was Garver. Bettis.
Ladies in transition. Bettis puts the shot up in the lane, no good. Ball tipped and controlled, and the rebound goes to the Rockets once again.
Emma Tanner. Wow, I like that play that Albia just ran. Bettis had a point-blank shot at that. It just couldn't go on the give-and-go, and the Rockets are able to come away with it. Passes a little bit too much, and that's their third turnover in the second half.
Clark comes up with the steal. She'll hand it off to Griffin. Griffin trying to go back to Clark on the right side, right in front of the Albia bench. She'll spin, pick it up, and here's another turnover.
Alexander takes it coast to coast, puts it up, no good, and that's what we were talking about during the timeout, Jason. The Rockets need to hit those shots when they got the fast break.
Here's Dyson in the lane, lays it up, no good.
Boffer clears the glass for the Rockets, brings it up, gives it back to Alexander, and they're going to slow it down just a skosh. 41-19 at the six-minute mark here in the fourth quarter at Albia. Boffer with it. Passes it inside, another turnover, and there's where that experience or lack of experience comes into play. Sadie hasn't been playing with these guys as long, and she's had a couple of turnovers expecting a person to be there.
Really good-looking athlete. See, she's a... But you're right. You start to get that feel. You know where your teammates are going to be, and that comes through repetition. It's the hammer that fastens the thought.
Steal by the Rockets. Alexander takes it up to court. This time she turns away and brings it back out. Allgood in between the circles. Passes it over to Boffer on the wing. She dribbles in, passes it, and then got another turnover there. Sadie had the right idea, but the gal wasn't going to go to the hoop.
Here comes the Lady D's. Griffin, right side. Garver, she'll shoot it up. On the way, good. Kristen Garver, and I think she's got 6 points on the night.
She did not hesitate one minute on that, Jason. She got the ball on the pass, put it right up. That was early in the possession, too, for the Lady D's. Rockets slowing it down just a little bit. 41-21 is the score here with 5 minutes left in the fourth. Rockets, Boffer with it in between the circles. Here to Alexander, dribbles it in. Allgood takes a look, but no. Oh, Jared Jensen with the three ball, and it's good. Jared Jensen with back-to-back three balls.
That's almost automatic. 21-44, Albia down by 23. Here comes the Lady D. Crawl goes to baseline to Bettis. Bettis takes a dribble, goes up top. Griffin now back to Bettis on the baseline. She'll put the jumper up and good.
Ooh,
nice
look
there by Bettis. And we got a timeout on the court. The Lady D's will call a timeout. We'll take a quick 20-second timeout. We'll come right back. You're listening to Lady D and Rocket Basketball. Don't go anywhere.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adlerney's staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Here we go, everyone. Back at action here in Albia High School on this the eve of Super Saturday, Super Bowl weekend, and we're going to have a big Saturday for you. Pat Powers, Jason Summers here with the Rockets and Lady D's going out. Here's a foul, a player control foul, so that will not be free throws.
Emma Tanner with the long shot from the baseline, and Alexander, I think, was the one that went over the back, yes.
You're right, and that will mean free throws. And then every free throw or every foul after this for the Rockets will lead to two free throws.
44-23, Griffith to the line.
She's got 2 points tonight. Takes her time. Kenzie shoots it up. Off the iron, no good.
Chanel Bush with the rebound. Paige Reck in for the Rockets. It goes Reck, Alexander, Jensen, Bush, and Tanner for the Rockets. Pass to the corner, Alexander inside to Jared Jensen. One dribble off the glass. No, she gets her own board. Kicks it back out, but it's stolen away by Griffith. She goes coast to coast.
Oh, and there's a block. Griffin went up with the shot, and Alexander got back and swatted the ball away.
That was that volleyball spring she had in her legs we talked about prior to the game. She was able to block that. Looked like Griffin had coast-to-coast sailing. And what do we got? Coach Hockenbach called a T.O. We'll keep her here, Jason. And both coaches are wondering what the heck's going on. Hockenbach wants to run a play here on out of bounds. Well, 3:51 left in the game, 44-23, Rockets lead. And, you know, it's hard to be a sports fan this time of year. You don't know which channel to stay on because there's so many action things going on. Go to the wrestling meet tomorrow.
Take your headset with you because we're not just going to be broadcasting the wrestling here in Albion. We're going to be down in Joe Sinclair is going to join me here, but Joe Millage is going to be down in Eddyville, and he'll be bringing the updates and matches that are going on all day long down in Eddyville. So this is going to be a full day of wrestling, only to follow up with a full night of basketball once again as the Lady D's and the Blue Demons travel to Wells Fargo Arena, a really great opportunity for the kids to get to play in that type of environment in our school and our community to be represented on a big stage.
Who are they going to be playing?
Taking on Knoxville.
Knoxville, okay. Yeah. Both teams making the trip from Highway 5.
Peterson with it, and here's a near steal kicked out of bounds. Last touch by the Rockets. Albion have the possession. Kylie Peterson with a big smile on her face, a senior. Senior night tonight, and we'll recognize those seniors as we move along here. Peterson dribbles in, goes to Bettis. Nothing there. Good defense by the Rockets. Now we go to the top of the circle to set things up. Garver, she'll put a shot up. Puts it up. God, Kristen Garver.
Her last two shots have hit nothing but the nets. 44-25 goes the Rockets as they come up the court. Wreck with the ball. To Bush on the elbow. She twirls. Can't get anything. Passes it back out to Alexander. And Bush was camping out in the lane. She didn't have the campfire up and the flames are smoking, but she was in there for a little bit too much time.
Very few mistakes by the Rockets tonight. That might be one. 44-25. Albion trailing by 19. Crawl with it. Finds McLean, baseline, Peterson. Peterson puts it up. Good shot. No, not going to fall. Rebound to the Rockets.
Jared Jensen cleans the glass. Kenzie has not been back on the court since they took her out with the blood on her chin, but I saw her walking off to the side, so she's okay. In fact, she's going to check in when she can. Three ball on the way by the Lady D's. Loose ball. And who's going to have it? They're going to... Whoa. One referee pointed to Albion. One referee pointed to the Rockets. They're going to have a little conference here to talk about things, and they're going to go Rocket way. Nice of them to chat and make sure they got it right there, Jason.
They'll talk it over. You know, they these guys wearing stripes, as these fans know, are not perfect.
I heard an interesting item the other night. An Iowa State fan said that wouldn't it be interesting if they had four referees instead of three? Just in case.
You know,
put one on each corner. Yeah. They'd see a little bit different angle.
You know, you do get screened out if anybody that's ever officiated at any level. You know that there are things you just can't see. And these guys do a really good job night in, night out. It's a lot of running and working. And, the fans, particularly when they don't go the way of your caller, are not necessarily always pleased. But the vast majority of time, they get it right.
Proverbial thankless job.
It is.
That's for sure. Emma Tanner on the line. She nailed that first shot to make it 45-25. Here's our second one. She eyes the rim, puts it up, and in and out. Loose ball. McLean
nice
picks
job.
It up for the Lady D's.
Off to Griffin. Albion with 2.5 to go. Finds itself trailing by 20. Here's a shot up by Hudson. No good. Rebound backside. Peterson to Crawl. Takes a dribble. Goes up top to Griffin. Left side Hudson. She's ready to shoot it up. Puts it up off the back of the iron. No good.
Yep.
Haley Hudson not afraid to shoot the basketball.
Not at all. Chanel Bush had that long rebound, but she had lost her balance and she took a couple of steps. Rockets unofficially now with 7 turnovers. They had 6 in the first half. Albion will trigger inbounds. underneath their own basket.
Peterson. And here's a near steal by the Rockets once again. Albie will get the ball back. Some substitutions for the Rockets.
Shelby Allgood in. Sadie Boffer in. Alexander out. Emma Tanner out. And Coach Fenton resting their legs just a little bit.
Here's a pass
in as well.
Albie with the basketball. Left side it goes Hudson to the corner to Peterson. Kylie dribbles, spins, picks up her dribble, goes out top, crawl. Left side, Haley Hudson, three on the way, no good. Another nice look, just couldn't get the shot to fall. Griffin with it, dribbles in. Hudson, right side it goes crawl. Nothing there, back to Hudson. Here's a near steal. It is still away. Here comes transition.
Ball up ahead to Boffer, and she took a had a turnover there. Drug her pivot foot just a skosh on that pass. Bethany Reinhardt in also for the Rockets.
1:33 to go. Albie down by 20. The Rockets have been impressive in transition tonight. Here's a three on the way by Hudson. Off the iron, no good. Once again, McLean on the backside. Rebound. Can't get the fall. Still loose. Fighting for it. And this ball will go out of bounds. Back to the Rockets.
If Hudson ever gets into the 40% range, watch out. My goodness gracious. She puts it up in a heck of a hurry.
She's got a nice looking jump shot.
Yes, she does. Wholesale substitutions in for the Rockets. There goes Paige Schaefer and Gracie Lee in there. Blair Moore in there. Ashley Pilcher. And Celine Bush as well. Bush with it. Passes it into Pilcher. She dribbles around her defense. Dyson with the block. Now a battle for it. And they're going to call a jump ball. Alternate possession goes to Albia.
Good block there by Dyson. Albie's going to get some fresh faces in as Mackenzie Griffin gets a nice round of applause from the hometown fans. It's an outstanding sophomore. She's just going to keep on getting better. And there are going to be nights like this when you play really good basketball teams like the Rockets. And they do have a very good basketball team, Pat. I knew that coming into tonight and expected a difficult challenge for the Lady D's, but you guys have gotten better over the last few weeks as well. You played really good basketball together tonight.
Everybody on the bench has seen floor time here with 40 seconds left. Pass to Blair Moore. She took a look, passes it to Gracie Lee. She's taking a peek, passes it over to Paige Schaefer. She puts up a shot, no good. Long side rebound is battled for between Dyson and Lee, and the alternate possession will go back to Eddyville, Blakesburg Fremonts.
29 seconds to go, a 20-point Rocket lead. Here's a steal by Clark, and she couldn't control it. Goes back out of bounds, and you heard the whistle, and that gives the ball back to the Rockets.
Celine Bush kind of just threw it in the direction of her teammate, but there was an Albia gal out there in the same place. Take a dribble, Blair. There you go. Gracie Lee passes it to Schaefer. Schaefer drives. She gets tied up, and then they called her for traveling. I was kind of surprised with that call, but nonetheless, number nine.
18 and a half seconds to go. Here comes the Lady D's, trailing by 20 and winding the clock down. Bettis, baseline, head fake, puts a shot up, floater on the baseline. Can't get the fall, followed by Dyson. This one won't fall either. Bettis with another shot. No good. And that will be the final seconds of your opening ball game tonight. The Lady D's fall victim to a tenacious Rocket defense that turned turnovers into transition and transition into baskets. And that, Pat Powers, was the difference in tonight's ball game.
That indeed it was. Rockets with only 4 points in the fourth quarter, they were able to hold Albia at bay. And Albia was only able to get 6 points there in the fourth quarter. And lo and behold, the Rockets are able to corral at least a share for the South Central Conference title. They're going to be waiting anxiously for that report to come in between the Clark and Davis County game that's going to be going on there in Bloomfield, Iowa. And I'm sure Coach Fenton might have the radio turned to a different station, I'm afraid to say.
106.9 right here, we'll have it.
He can be listening and find out what happens there. So Final score, 45-25. The Rockets seal the deal with defense and fast breaks. And Jason off to, we've got a non-conference game I know of with Colfax. And as you guys have a non-conference game with Knoxville, but tournament play is right around the corner.
Just a few nights away, we'll be into tournament, and we'll come back here, wrap up this first game, get the stats from the girls' game, and talk about some of these seniors on the Lady D's basketball team. And we'll also mention the Rocket seniors as we celebrate senior night here at Allaby High School. The boys are on the court, and the senior boys basketball players are being recognized to their home fans, and we'll take a timeout, come back. 25-45, your final score. Rockets get the first one. Boys are on deck. Don't go anywhere. More exciting basketball action on your sports leader, KIC.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albion Motor Company, right here in Albion, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albion? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around your utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Seniors are being recognized tonight here at Albion High School. It's senior night, final home game of this 2012-2013 season. And down on the floor, the boys are being introduced, those senior boys. But tonight, in the opener, the girls, the Rockets get the better half of the first one, 45-25, the final score. And, Pat, it really was a defensive effort that turned the turnovers, that turned a basket, and that pressure really weighed on the Lady D's all night long. Nothing easy, and the Rockets, when they did get those turnovers, were able to turn them into points.
Yeah, the Rocket defense was able to turn the tide very, very, very quickly in the first half in their favor, jumping out to a 25-13 lead. Lady D's only came up with 4 points in that first quarter, and the Rockets were able to extend that in the third quarter, 41-19, and then they sealed the deal there at the end of the game by playing controlled offense. There, I'm sure there's one thing that Coach Fenton would like to clean up. 23 turnovers total for each team, and Coach Fenton would like to tighten that quite a bit up as we head into tournament play. But nevertheless, They got the victory tonight and a share of the conference championship.
Well, I think that the 23 turnovers that by the Rockets really allowed this game to stay close. And the same thing, if the Albion didn't have the 23 turnovers, the game probably is not as wide of a margin. Both teams struggled with that when they played each other the last time. The Rockets were just able to capitalize on those turnovers more than ladies, and there's your outcome.
I agree. The fast break points, so we don't have any of those, but the fast break point for obvious tonight. Speaking of breaking down on the scoring, Sadie Boffer came off the bench for 2 points. Emma Tanner had 9 points. Jared Jensen was the leader for the Rockets tonight with 14, the senior out of Blakesburg. Kenzie Jensen got 3 on the night, and Tosh Alexander, the junior out of Cedar, came in with 8 points, and Chanel Bush rung in 9 points for the Rockets.
That's really good balance scoring there for the Rockets. You got 4 players that knocking on the door of double-digit scoring, and you know, they spread the ball around a little bit. Jensen had just a huge night. 2 3-point baskets. She was tough defensively, and I imagine she had several assists in there, too, that we don't keep track of. So she had a really big night for the Rockets, and you know what you're going to get out of Tasha Alexander, but when you have Jared Jensen showing up like she does in Emma Tanner, boy, this Rocket team is full of places you could go for points, and that's that's what makes them so good.
Those Jared Jensen threes back-to-back, I think they kind of really sealed the deal for the Rockets as they extended that lead out 41-19 in the third quarter. And you know, when you can hit those outside shots, that's just like a backbreaker. She nailed that one shot at the end of the third quarter right at the buzzer to really distance himself. And, you know, that's a momentum killer if there was any momentum for Albie at that point in the juncture. Well. On the Lady D side, with the scoring tonight, Cassie Kroll brought in 5 points. Haley Hudson with the 3-ball, and I'll be going on record to say that young lady, if she can get into the 40 percentile or higher on her 3-point shots, she'll be a all-conference performer next year. Mackenzie Griffith with a couple of points. Garver was able to get 3 baskets simultaneously practically in the second half to get 6. Kylie Peterson with the 1 point, Sarah Clark with 4, and Brooke Bettis rounding out the scoring with 4 points for the Lady D's.
And there's something absent on that score sheet.
Young Dyson.
Dyson with no points and not one Albia player in double digits.
That tells the tale of from the defensive side of the ball, Coach Fenton. I wouldn't say it was belly button type defense, but it was a defense that harassed.
Yeah, you did a good job. The zone defense was taking away the passing lane, the angles of the offense. And, you know, Albia, when we went down to your place, was able to get some presence on the inside. And that height and that strength on the inside, we were able to get some of those matchups. And we had some dribble drive on the angles from the wings in, and weren't able to get that tonight. And that's because I think you extended the defense and you took it to the angles away on our offense.
Griffin wasn't able to get into the paint very often, get past those two defenders. When they did, Albia was successful as they were able to break that defense down once you get past that initial line of defense. But they weren't able to do that very often tonight.
And that just kudos to the Rockets. Mackenzie Griffin is an outstanding sophomore point guard. She's going to be tremendous. But the Rockets provided excellent defense tonight to help get the win. Let's recognize and honor some of these seniors on both clubs. We'll start with the Lady D's. It is their senior night here at Albia High School, and this was their last time to come on this court and don the uniforms and be recognized by their home crowd. And what a crowd it is just filing in here. It's going to be an enormous crowd once again. But Kristen Garver with a big night. She may have had one of her best offensive nights. She had 6 points, did not hesitate. Those 6 points, as you said, Pat, came in consecutive shots and really got the flow of her offense going. Kylie Peterson, unfortunately, she was off for nearly a month and a half, Pat, with mono. She's come back. She's been a really good leader on the team, has a great attitude, one of those infectious attitudes that you know, brings fun and takes some of the pressure off of the teammates. And she was banging on the inside and giving them all that those extra heartbeat moments that the ladies needed. Jenna McLean, she had a lot of moments tonight. again, the offense was not able to get going on the inside, but she was able to bang the boards and provide some defense. And then Lanny Ballard, the final senior to be recognized tonight. All those seniors, congratulations and thank you for an outstanding career and for the hard work and dedication you put forth to represent your community and your school. And the impact, that's what these kids do best. It's a celebration of our kids. When they come out on this basketball court, regardless of the end results upon that scoreboard on any given night, they're out representing our communities and showing off to our friends and our neighbors the spirit of our community.
You know, and that's a very good point, Jason. And the truth of the matter is these kids aren't going on to a Division I, II, or III basketball to play. They're representing their school, and then they're going to look back fondly at their 4 years and say it was fun to be a part of that team. And on the Rocket side of the ball, Emma Tanner, the senior out of Chillicothe, with her final game on the conference side, was able to have a nice night. She loves to run. She's a heck of a track athlete and a cross-country runner. And she was running up and down the court tonight. She had some little misses on the gimmies, but in the end, she was able to be a stalwart on the defensive side and come up with some havoc type of plays as well. Also, Jared Jensen, the senior out of Blakesburg, Iowa, she led the team tonight in scoring with 14 points, and that's nothing new for her. She can ring it from downtown. She could also pass it on the inside as well. Mackenzie Jensen had a little bit of a bump or a cut there, lost some minutes there on that, but also another senior out of Blakesburg, a tenacious defender, loves to play the game of basketball, and she likes to, what they say, get with it. And she likes to stick her nose in there and get on the floor a little bit and roll around for that loose ball from time to time. Shelby Allgood, the transfer out of Oskaloosa, came in, had some nice minutes there as well, played some decent defense tonight. Paige Reck, another senior out of Blakesburg, Iowa, got some time in here tonight in both first half and second half, and she was able to put in some time, spell some of those starters to give them some rest. Chanel Bush, if I'm not mistaken, she's a three-year starter from Eddyville, and she finishes out her high school career here in the conference setting with a nice night tonight. So those were the seniors, six seniors on our side, Jason, and they will be missed for sure.
Well, that is quite the group of seniors. I'll never forget them as freshmen coming up and talking with me on the coach's corner. They'd had a rough night. They had to really fill in as freshmen. A lot of them had underclassmen. Their freshman and sophomore years really called on in the program, and that's all paid off, those moments that they kind of paid the price. And the price that they paid is a conference championship is the prize that they get. And that's congratulations to you and Rocket Nation for an outstanding Rocket team and for the production of six outstanding young ladies.
That's the